From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A 7.1 magnitude earthquake has struck central Mexico. Mexico City's mayor says there are fires in a number of buildings, with some people trapped inside. The governor of Mexico State, which borders the capital, says the earthquake has killed at least two, and the governor of Morelos says at least 42 are dead in his central Mexican state. French President Emmanuel Macron marked his debut at the 2017 United Nations General Assembly by highlighting a global issue.
Celui qu'on appelle tristement le migrant est en réalité devenu le symbole de notre époque. Le symbole d'un monde où aucune barrière ne pourra s'opposer à la marche du désespoir. Nous ne transformons pas les routes de la nécessité en routes de la liberté. Ces migrations sont politiques, climatiques.
Macron said the reason for those fleeing boiled down to climate, ethnic conflict and necessity, and as the number of Rohingya refugees surpassed 400,000, Macron called on the events in Myanmar's Rakhine state ethnic cleansing.
Les opérations militaires doivent cesser. L'accès humanitaire assuré. Et le droit rétabli face à ce qui est, nous le savons.
Macron also called on the United Nations to work together to bring about a remedy for the ongoing conflict in Syria. Macron called for the perpetrators of the April 4th chemical weapons attack to be brought to international justice and to bring health care to all those in need. Macron continued his address by saying climate change is leading to an increasing number of disasters and catastrophes, and he called the Paris Climate Accord a deal not between states, but between generations. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump, in his Tuesday address to the United Nations, called for a great awakening of independent sovereign nations, but also told the world leaders there that they must collectively confront the rogue countries of North Korea, Iran, and Venezuela. President Trump once more reiterated that all options are on the table for North Korea, saying that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was a, quote, rocket man on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime, end quote.
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
President Trump also called out those nations that have helped prop up North Korea.
It is an outrage that some nations would not only trade with such a regime, but would arm, supply, and financially support a country that imperils the world with nuclear conflict.
Trump derided Iran, saying its leaders had turned a wealthy nation into an economically depleted rogue state that undermines peace in the Middle East with its military adventures. He also signaled that the United States may abandon the 2015 Iran pact if it concludes the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency is not tough enough in monitoring it. Trump also described the regime of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro as corrupt and said Maduro has brought the South American nation to the brink of total collapse. Kenya is scheduled to hold its new presidential poll on October 17th, but there's already talk of postponement due to technical issues and arguments over the Electoral Commission. Jill Craig reports.
Police fired tear gas Tuesday to disperse ruling Jubilee Party supporters demonstrating outside the Supreme Court, demanding the removal of two justices. The protesters say the justices met with opposition attorneys before the Supreme Court overturned the victory of their candidate, Uhuru Kenyatta, in the August 8th presidential election. Chief Justice Maraga spoke to reporters, saying the court will not be intimidated.
The judiciary, as currently constituted, cannot and shall not guarantee a particular outcome to any individual.
The Chief Justice announced on September 1st that a new poll should take place within 60 days, due to what he called irregularities and illegalities by the Electoral Commission in the transmission of election results. The Supreme Court has until Friday to release the full details of what went wrong in August. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
British police have arrested a third suspect in connection with the bomb that was partially exploded on a London subway last Friday, and Dominica's leader sent out an emotional plea for help as Hurricane Maria smashed into the Caribbean island, causing mind-boggling devastation. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.